most disappointing when you put in a huge effort all year, and probably your hopes are pretty high because we performed reasonably well in the qualifiers after losing to Donegal, and you do hope that you have a bit of momentum coming out of that to be able to match most teams. But sometimes you have to face reality as well, and you have to accept that today Dublin were a much better team than us, played much better football, adapted to the conditions better than we did, and got some magnificent scores. When you're up against that, then you know it's very hard to beat it. I'd say that at one stage we were looking worse than what it was at half time, but right, not too long before we probably could have closed the game to 9-6, and that would have been a flattering position for us to be in, but it would have been very useful to be in that position, because the way Dublin were playing, we were really, really going to be finding it very difficult to claw back the deficit that existed and still go on, push on and beat them. And that's what it proved in the second half. I think it was something like 11-9 in the second half, and that's probably a true reflection on Dublin's superiority, given that they had a 5-point cushion to work on. There's always change in every squad every year, and you know, I mean, I think people are a wee bit sort of thinking too narrowly to say that this is a team that's going to disappear all at one go. I mean, that's not the case. There's some players that will be near the end of their career and they'll make a decision that's right for them, but there'll be no wholesale turnover. And as you would look through the team that started today, you know, there's not that many elder statesmen started the game today, so you know, leave everybody to make their own decisions in their own time. But there's inevitability about people who've been playing at the top level for 10 or 11 or 12 years. They may have to consider what they're doing, but I mean, this is not the time to consider that, and I certainly would respect them enough to leave them to make their own mind up on things like that.